old time rock and roll. If you want to see it live in action, you know, I have to tell you, Bill, I have not been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet, and I'm dying to go, but this is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame traveling exhibit.
It's come
so
to you.
A little of it is going to come to us, and Justin Kolubsek in the studio with us right now, Vice President of Innovation for the Museum of Broadcast Communications. Congrats on the new exhibit.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. We're really excited. It opens here on Friday. So,
and this combines politics and rock and roll and world events. Explain the whole thing.
Yeah, so the exhibit is Rock Power, or is Louder Than Words, Rock Power and Politics. And so it takes you from Eisenhower through Trump, and it looks at 8 different social topics kind of throughout the exhibit, but then what the music was at that time, mm-hmm. why the music was this way, everything from civil rights to Vietnam War, mm-hmm. on both sides of that too. So it's not only, you know, we've got the Green Beret, the song The Green Beret, and then yeah. we've got you know, anti-war songs as well, and so lots of different artifacts. There's a lot of different crazy memorabilia.
Will there be Bill Clinton's saxophone?
There is. Bill Clinton's saxophone is in the exhibit. We have
the one he played on Arsenio Hall, that
yes.
same one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's MTV, impressive. Right?
Yeah.
Madonna's shoes from Like a Virgin.
Yeah.
Boy, did I go through those lace fingerless glove phases back then.
Yeah.
I really did.
And but it's time to take them off, Wendy.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I know,
you're wearing them today. It's ridiculous.
Some handwritten lyrics. This is what I'm excited about.
So a few different ones. One is Bob Dylan's Times They Are Changing. So those, we have the original lyrics there. We also have James Brown wrote some lyrics here at a hotel in Chicago, and we have those.
Like on
lyrics.
A napkin or something?
It's on like the stationery for the hotel.
Oh, that's so cool.
I didn't notice that they were from Chicago, and then I looked at it, and it's like the Sheraton
O'Hare, how cool.
Chicago, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's so cool.
That's pretty cool. We also have Neil Young's Ohio. So we've got those lyrics as well.
That's a political song, definitely.
Yeah, and we also have, there's a lot of artifacts actually from Kent State. The flag that actually flew over Kent State the day.
Oh, wow.
May 4th, 1970.
So. Justin, with the song lyrics written on their natural paper mm-hmm. or napkins or wherever they were written, envelopes, are there a lot of changes to them? Do you see a lot of cross-outs and arrows
some.
And stuff?
Yeah. You actually see... for especially Neil Young's, you see like definite arrows, you see some crossouts.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan's are actually in really nice penmanship.
I could see that.
Just kind
he
of
had a composition
yeah.
notebook.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
sure.
Probably. Yeah.
So there's those. So there's actually some pretty
Springsteen.
Cool.
There's a Springsteen song.
There's some Springsteen stuff as well. In the exhibit, we have Dee Snider actually just tweeted at us the other day that we have the outfit he wore when he testified before Congress about freedom of speech and about music censorship.
Right.
And so he actually tweeted and said, I think my outfit now is in Chicago, and you know, glad that they have it there. And, so.
And it is part of this traveling show.
Yeah.
Tipper Gore, that's all I think of when I think about rock and roll now. She's ruined it for me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
remember, it was remember that it was Frank Zappa, John Denver, and
Dee Snider.
And Dee Snider.
Look at that weird trio.
So that, those were the ones, you know, and everyone thought that they were going to be these, you know, that Dee Snider wasn't going to be eloquent. And here he came up and he was... ready to go, and
that's what sold it,
yeah.
right? Don't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you manage to come across these items? What's the process by which you get? Because it's an incredible array of. How do you do it?
So this exhibit came directly from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So this exhibit has traveled the country a little bit. It started at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It went to the Newseum in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's hit some of the presidential libraries. Right before this. This exhibit was at the Clinton Library, Museum and Library. And after this, it's going to go to the Bush Library in Texas.
You did a great job with the Saturday Night Live, the experience.
Amazing.
That was unbelievable.
So great.
You know, we were really sad to see SNL leave.
Yeah.
But we are really also excited that this is coming in. This is a much more traditional, a little more educational exhibit. But at the same time, the artifacts are in some cases, some people have said they're actually greater
yeah.
than what you had. You know, I mean, you have Eric Clapton's 9/11 guitar, Eric Clapton's guitar from Concert for Bangladesh, Aretha Franklin's hat worn at the Obama inauguration. We also have Joy Villa's Make America Great Again Trump dress coming, mm-hmm. so that she wore at the Grammy Awards. Lots of different artifacts throughout. So it's really it's a pretty incredible. I mean, when you first walk in, the first thing you see is looking at Eisenhower and Kennedy, and you see right there Odetta's famous guitar that she played all these civil rights songs on.
See, that's just what connecting all the music and the history is like right up my alley. Everything you mention, I seriously get little shivers and goosebumps thinking about these things.
We have, because it's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Yep.
Wow,
we
yeah.
have one of the, we have the vest that was worn by Jefferson Airplane.
Grace Slick.
So, yeah, Grace Slick's vest. So, and there's actually a funny little story behind it. Like, had we known that it was going to be muddy and oh. rainy, I would never have worn a white vest. So that's pretty fun.
That makes it stand out a lot more, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, there's it's a really great exhibit. Everything from civil rights, we have for LGBT rights, we have the Village People, we have all the costumes,
not the headdress.
Yeah, we have everything.
Native American headdress.
Yes, oh.
Which was your favorite Village person?
That one, the guy who wore the Native American headdress.
But I like the construction worker.
I can't remember
worker.
Which guy was it. The construction yeah. worker award. I couldn't
no,
remember who
the
wore
Native
it.
American. Oh,
they all.
No.
Sometimes
it's a really great exhibit. There's actually a whole area also about political campaigns, and that's where Bill Clinton's saxophone is in that area. But really, really just awesome things. And then the other thing that the museum is reopening is the Radio Hall of Fame. So
oh,
we have the Paul and Angel Harvey radio studio ready to go. We have the Radio Hall of Fame. We're right now celebrating rock DJs and political and news because of the exhibit, and then we'll be changing those out every few months.
Is there a Wendy Snyder wing up yet, Justin? Because a lot of people have called and asked for one.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
We are also bringing back a whole new exhibit about the Kennedy-Nixon debate.
Oh, yeah. Great.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have the original camera.
Will you have any
Service.
Of Richard Nixon's flop sweat? People would love to see that.
In a little
that.
Vial?
In a small vial.
Sell it at the gift shop.
And JFK's makeup.
Oh, yeah? You know? The caked on makeup?
Yeah.
I know this is a strange question, but bear with me. For years and years and years at any museum, it was a thrill for people to look at history. You were looking at something that meant something in a particular time. I know kids' attention spans are different than they used to be. Is it? Do kids still get that they're looking, they're just, you know, inches away from history? Is that still appreciated by kids?
I think it depends, you know, again...
How old are you talking?
It also depends on the topic. You know, I think for this, especially anyone that's a music lover, it doesn't matter if you're 10 or 100, you're going to go through and you're going to be blown away by these.
Oh,
I mean, these artifacts are, you walk in and you're just like, I can't believe that's here.
There it is.
Video interviews by certain people.
Yeah, we've got Jimmy Carter, Greg Allman, Gloria Estefan, Dee Snider,
Bono.
Bono is on there as well. We also have Bono's jacket he wore after 9/11 at the Super Bowl.
Mm.
So that first Super Bowl after, where he had the American flag on his inside of his jean
jacket. Yeah, I remember
so
that.
We have that.
Do you remember when I used to say I don't want political comments from my rock
I
and rollers?
I do remember that, yes.
But sometimes and somewhere it makes a difference, I think, you know? And I have so much hope in the future of politics because of the kids today. They are so much more informed. I got to be honest with you. When I was 16, I didn't really care what was going on. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I mean, now they're exposed to it, and I believe children are our future.
Hold on, Wendy. I'm going to write that down. I'm quoting you on that.
All right. Right in our backyard, we have the Museum of Broadcast Communications. And on the air with us today, Vice President of Innovation for the Museum, Justin Kolubsek. And Justin, we were talking about this new exhibit. And what is the name? Louder Than Words, Rock, Power, and Politics.
Absolutely. It opens this Friday at the museum, 360 North State Street.
Is it equal parts rock, power, and politics, or does one get a little bit of a favorite?
I think with the exhibit being from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the artifacts are all from them.
Yes.
But really the message throughout the entire piece. I mean, you see one of the cool things on every panel for every president, it says what the top five songs were.
I love that.
The day that they were inaugurated.
Oh, cool.
So that's kind of a fun little trivia piece.
Yeah.
It also talks about what their campaign song was.
Oh.
little trivia fact.
Yeah.
There's only one president since Eisenhower that has not had an official campaign song.
Donald Trump.
Correct.
Oh, wow, Wendy.
You get a coffee mug.
That was excellent.
Thank you. That is the biggest coffee mug I have ever seen. Yes, I think he started using something. Was it the Rolling Stones Start Me Up or something? They said, no, you can't stop using it.
Yeah, there's actually a whole section about political campaign songs and how they're chosen. So it's a really
cool.
There's a whole film that you watch, and it even talks about how Bill Clinton finally chose Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow, yeah. Fleetwood Mac. It was actually his driver at the time put in the cassette tape and hit play and said, this is your song.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, yes, we need to call them and get that.
Yeah. That's a good one. Worst Bill Clinton ever. More than 50 artists and political figures are featured in this exhibit. Just to run through a few of my faves, Clapton, Sam Cooke, Bob Dylan, Lady Gaga, Jimi Hendrix, Chrissy Hynde, Cyndi Lauper, John Lennon, Elvis Presley, Bob Marley, Springsteen, Ann Wilson. Bob Marley was so into the politics and music with what was going on in Jamaica at the time. So I think back of, I don't want to hear politics from my artists. That's really all Bob Marley did.
And we have one of very few artifacts, actually, from Bob Marley in this exhibit.
Can you say what? Or would
it's
you
a,
prefer
it's
not
a shirt
to...
that he wore.
Oh, nice.
But it's in a, there's an area dedicated to international,
yeah.
International issues as well.
Yeah.
And so it's in there. So.
Do you ever get one of these rock shirts and it's a little gamey? What do you do with that?
You know, unfortunately, everything came. The Rockhol actually came and installed everything.
Yeah.
So they seal up the ones that
it?
Are.
Right.
Yeah, no, everything is 100% encased.
Oh, that's
in
better.
Glass and,
all right.
And everything all
that's
protected.
Much better.
Our own Dave Plyer is executive vice president of the museum's board of directors, and there's a quote from him if I could read it.
Yes.
From the moment rock and roll hit the airwaves, it has played a crucial role in politics and social movements around the world. This exhibit will bring to life the impact and inspiration music has had on American history for nearly six decades. It's a great quote because it really covers what's going on at this exhibit.
Yeah, the other quote that the Rock Hall used, and that is, whether you're red or blue,
mm-hmm.
we all bleed rock and roll.
Mm.
And it's really true.
I want a t-shirt that says that,
mm-hmm. right?
I want to wear it to the Who show tonight.
We have to act fast, Justin. Was there one president of anybody featured in this exhibit that really, really was more into music than the others, or is it pretty equal?
So the area, I would say, that's the largest is Richard Nixon.
Is it really?
But that's really because of what was going on at the time.
Yeah.
The Vietnam War, worst time ever, but gave us the best music, yeah. in my opinion,
it's kind
ever.
Of the Johnson-Nixon room, and even a little Ford, that area, it's the largest gallery space.
Yeah.
Where then there's some, you know, Eisenhower, there's two little panels about
Eisenhower, a huge Nickelback fan. That's been
exactly
well documented.
Exactly. But you know, some really cool things you know, listed in here, and opens Friday. It's only here till Labor Day.
Oh, yeah. Fast.
Three months.
Right.
You have to come and see it. Tickets at museum.tv. And I have to also give a little shout out to our locally presented sponsor, ConAgra Brands, their foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Came in to say, we love everything about this. We love the education mission. We love the different areas that are focused in here. And so we want to support
Thanks,
this.
Thanks, ConAgra Brands.
So, yeah.
Appreciate it.
I wonder what Keith Richards has contributed. Maybe a cigarette butt encased in glass.
What is amazing is this. You walk around. I now have gone through multiple times, and every time I'm seeing another, I'm like,
sure.
I had no idea. The James Brown lyrics that I've talked about, I had no idea they were in one of these cases. And I'm looking, I'm like, that's James Brown. And then and then the more I looked at it, I'm like, they were written in Chicago.
Right.
That's a really cool connection.
You got to see
really
it when it's a folder, and on the folder it says,
How right do you spell that? I'm unclear. What's the address at the Museum of Broadcast Communications?
We are at the corner of State and Kinzie, so 360 North State Street, right next to House of Blues. So
it opens this Friday, May 24th. It runs through Labor Day. So do not snooze or you will miss this completely because then it moves on somewhere else.
Yeah, and this is going to the Bush Presidential Library after.
That's where it's headed next. We only have a minute, but you have another thing coming up after this in about three and a half months. Can you just quickly mention what this is?
Yes. So we have partnered this entire year with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so we are also bringing another exhibit that's never traveled anywhere called Stay Tuned, Rock on Television. So
that sounds great.
It's going to be a really another really cool exhibit looking at the history of rock and roll on television. It's going to be great. But Louder Than Words is rock power and politics. Lots of fun. Really educational, but you're going to have a great time while you're there as well.
And students get a discount. Students and educators with an ID, correct?
And military.
Look at that. All right, go to museum.tv. You can follow them on social media as well, museum at museum.tv. Justin Kolubsek, Vice President of Innovation for the Museum of Broadcast Communications. I remember years ago that really no one went to the Museum of Broadcast Communications. It was super cool to me because I'm in radio, but I didn't know how it related to the general public. With these exhibits coming through, great job. Brings people in there.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Justin. Yeah.